prophecy update time, because we reserve time to talk about that. Because how much, like 25, 26, 27% of the Bible is prophecy. So you're going to be encountering it all the time. But we believe we're living in the last days, and that you should be able to see things on the horizon or out in the world that corroborate that. We're not saying that those things are the fulfillment of prophecy, but they're the things that you would expect. It's exciting to follow advances like biometric technology and AI and talk about the mark of the beast and the potential for a statue to come to sentient life and how all of that works together right now. But there are also less dramatic but no less important prophecies to discover. In the book of Jeremiah, speaking to Israel, the Lord said, "Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and with the seed of beast." Now, that's a poetic way of saying that both people and livestock will again thrive in the land. God's going to bring the people back to the land, and it signals population growth, blessing, restoration of normal life. It's a millennial scene. By millennial, I mean the thousand-year kingdom after Jesus returns. But we can kind of see the stage being set for its fulfillment now in the return of Israel to the land, which is a miracle. But other smaller things, like, for example, I read an article this week. Israel announces 22 new communities. And the article says this: during the past week, Israel moved to establish 22 new communities in the area of Judea and Samaria, a move that furthers Israeli sovereignty over the area. The Bible speaks of sowing Judea and Israel with the seed of men, and this move is further advancement of the hand of God in bringing this about. When French President Macron suggested that there must be a two-state solution, his wife slapped him in the face. No, did you see that? The president of France, him and his wife walked up the, is it called a gate? No, it's not, it's stairway to heaven, but it's stairway into their plane. And as soon as he got in there, her hand comes out and slaps him across the face. It was great. Well, you know. Anyway, who knows what happened there? So he was one of the people who suggests a two-state solution, Palestine and Israel. A defense minister of Israel, a guy named Katz, said, "They may recognize Palestine's state on paper, but we are building the Jewish-Israeli state on the ground. That paper will be cast into the dustbin of history, while the state of Israel will flourish and thrive." It says here, "We made a historic decision for the settlement. 22 new communities in Judea and Samaria, renewing settlements in the north of Samaria and reinforcing the eastern axis of the state of Israel." This Israeli Defense Minister Bezalel Smotrich said on Thursday. Responding to the tsunami of anti-Semitism all over the world, the message was, "The time has come for all Jews to return to Israel." And so this is an end times prophecy that God will regather his people. We'll get to some stuff in Ezekiel later on about the bones that he reconnects and resurrects his people and all. But and that's what's happening. The Jews are coming back in record numbers. Following the events of October 7, there was a notable increase in applications and arrivals. 31,000 new immigrants moved to Israel the subsequent year. And so if you're a Jew, you see this massacre take place, worst thing since the Holocaust, and what do you think? I'm going to go there. I want to go there. Because at the same time, here, even in the United States, anti-Semitism is overwhelming. It's at a record high. And so God is not causing that. He's not the cause of any evil, but those are the things that happen historically to move Israel back into her land and set things up for the end times. Jeremiah predicted the Jews would return to their promised land in the last days. They have and they are. Now, by Jews, we always mean ethnic descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There's no way to spiritualize or allegorize this to either include or to be talking about the church. We are not promised physical land in the Middle East for obedience. Israel is. Revelation 3:10 is foundational to what we believe about the church in the last days. Jesus wrote to the church at Philadelphia, "Because you have kept my command to persevere, I will also keep you from the hour of trial, which will come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth." The hour of trial is not just a time of intense persecution. It comes upon the whole earth. You can read it from Revelation 6 through about 18. Terrible things are going to happen. It is the hour the tribulation, not just a limited tribulation, no matter how bad that can be. And when he talks about those who dwell on the earth, that's not the way God would ever describe believers in the great tribulation, those who dwell on the earth. These are earth dwellers, meaning they are earthy, they're material, they're unsaved individuals. And then people say, well, that's to the church at Philadelphia. No, all the letters were to all the churches, because at the end of them all, the Lord says, he that has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to who? The churches. And so all the exhortations, they were unique for that time period for that church, but also for the whole church, for the whole church age. So we're going to be gone before this hour of trial begins. Jesus returns in the clouds. He says he will resurrect the dead in Christ. And then they which are alive and remain, he'll catch them up. He'll catch us up if the rapture was right now. We will never taste death, but we'll be given our glorified bodies, and we'll always be together with the Lord. And so the question really is, are you ready for the rapture? If not, get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.